Hello, Body Shoppers. This is Gelsomino. This clip was taken from a much longer interview with a couple from the club, Kim and Robert, and specifically talks about self-confidence and the lifestyle in the club and how it all relates together. I thought it was important to pull out this specific segment because it touches on what I believe a lot of people deal with, which are self-confidence issues and body image issues. So, without further ado, I hope you enjoy. Thanks so much. All the positive effects that it's had on their relationships.
Oh, yeah. But I've gained so much confidence since we started coming here. I wasn't completely uncomfortable in my skin, but as someone who's had two kids, like, you know, your body doesn't look the way that it used to, and I've had confidence issues from, you know, since I was a teenager or whatever, so... coming here the first couple times, especially in the skimpy outfits, it was like, I can't walk out in that. Like, people are going to be like, what the heck is she doing wearing that? Like, I can't do that. And having like a judgment-free zone to come to where everybody is just wearing what they want to wear and they're rocking it. And, you know, everybody's very positive with everybody else. Like,
yeah, but that,
it's wonderful.
That was also early on. It was probably a second, maybe third time visit here is when you met that woman, that one couple that did give you the helpful little hint.
We met a couple when this woman was wearing a really beautiful outfit, and I complimented her on it. And I was telling her that I was, you know, because she complimented me back on mine, and I said, thank you. I said, I'm still trying to get used to wearing clothes like this, and I'm, you know, kind of nervous, so that means a lot. And she basically said, and she made a really good point, the outfit she was wearing, she almost didn't wear that night because she thought it was a little bit too much for whatever reason. And her partner, I think her husband, but I'll say her partner because I'm not sure, had said to her, where else are you going to wear it? Like, if you're not going to wear it at the club, where else realistically in your life are you ever going to wear this? Right. And she realized that's true. Like, that if there's any no judgment zone, it's the club here. So if you're not going to wear something here, why bother even having it in your wardrobe? And it was kind of like a light bulb came on when she said that. It's like, yeah, like, nobody's really staring at each other in a bad way, you know
right.
what I mean?
So. It's almost always in a good way.
It's almost always in a good way, right, exactly. So,
well, what's interesting about something you said, and as you were saying, I was thinking about this. I firmly believe this, and I literally had a conversation with in my opinion, a very beautiful young lady, and so, let me cut to the chase. So I think everybody has some sort of, you know, body issues or, you know, I don't look right or whatever. And you may be looking at other people like, oh my God, she's gorgeous and she's got a great body or he's got a great body or whatever. Those same people. And I've literally talked to people that, you know, for people like us, like, wow, they look amazing, have body issues. They look at themselves in the mirror and they don't see what everybody else sees, you know, which is just nobody really cares.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I find interesting, you know, hearing you say that, it clicked for me with this, the girl last night, because she was saying, you know, I'm really shy and, you know, not really sure about this and my self-confidence and this, that. And I'm thinking, I'm like, really? Yeah. I mean, you're just, you know, very young, you know, probably 25, 26, you know, tall, thin, pretty. And here's this girl walking around in a skimpy outfit who doesn't
feel
comfortable.
She was rocking it. She looked gorgeous.
But did not have the confidence.
I believe it. I'm like that pretty much every time I come.
But I think that's everybody is like that.
The corner that I turned was, I think it was Valentine's Day. I think it was our second or third time coming to the club. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was Valentine's Day, so everybody was in their sexy red, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was a group of young ladies on the dance floor, and I called them, and this was not disparagingly at all. I was in awe of them because they were all absolutely gorgeous, probably all much younger than me, and absolutely gorgeous and tall and thin and beautiful. And I was calling them the Barbie Brigade because they were mostly blondes. I mean, they were beautiful. Yeah. And like I said, not disparaging. It was just descriptive.
Understood.
But he said to me, he could tell I wanted to dance, and he doesn't really dance. So he said to me, why don't you go out and dance with them, like join their group? I was like, I'm not joining their group. Are you out of your mind? He's like, why? I'm like, I'm not going up to these perfect, beautiful, tall, blonde women, and I'm short, and I'm brunette, and I'm not skinny. Like, I do not have a perfect body. Like, I'm going to, like, no. If I have any chance here, I cannot go next to those women. And then that night when we got home, he kind of, like...
No, wait. Before we even get there, though, after they broke up the dance floor, two of the girls went to the bathroom, and she was in the bathroom. And they both came up to her and complimented her on the outfit that she was wearing.
That is true. They were very, very nice.
I'm like, see, if you would have gone out You could have made friends with him that much sooner.
So we got home, and I kind of almost lectured me about, like, you've got to, like, lose this image you have of yourself. Like, you're gorgeous, and people like you, and, like, you can't be so shy that you don't have any fun. Like, you need to loosen up. And I said, when I know people, I'm very talkative. When I don't, I'm way more introverted, and it's really hard for me to start conversations with people and meet people. And he said to me, okay, well, you're an actress. Fake it. Act it. Because I did a lot of acting through college, high school, college, and whatnot. And this kind of, again, light bulb went off, and I was like, oh, I don't actually have to be tall and gorgeous. I can just pretend I'm tall and gorgeous. And, like, that's what I can project is that attitude. And it's sort of, like, it's funny to say, but it sort of made me turn a corner, because then, like, whenever we would start getting ready for the club and stuff, it kind of was like, okay, put on that persona. And then slowly it wasn't a persona anymore. Like, I was gaining more confidence because I was meeting more people and having
it's
more
all
fun.
Up
and
here.
It really, it's really all up is. Here. It's all
ourselves.
And I think that's where beauty actually comes from.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not, I mean, certainly wear outfits or whatever.
Yeah.
They say beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So, I mean, if you can't believe it up here, then you're not going to project it outward.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
And it sounds so trite that it's a matter of confidence, but it really, I truly think, is.
100%. I couldn't agree with you.
And then,
which took me a really long time to learn. Like, I kind of want to go back to, like, my teen years and kind of denozo my teen self off the back of the head, you know? But I think even then, I wouldn't have really got it anyways.
But,
so.
Like, the, like...
Thanks for listening. I hope you got something out of this podcast. And if you did, please be sure to share it with someone who you think could benefit from it. Be sure to visit our website at bodyshopclubs.com. And if you'd like to reach me directly, you can do so at area code 412-690-0699. All right. Well, thanks so much, and you take care.